the rest of the story. Donna Salyers had it all. A loving husband, a thriving career as a newspaper columnist, absolutely everything a successful woman could want except one thing. The very symbol of feminine success, a mink coat. In the past, she had always been too shy to ask her husband Jim to buy her one. It was an expensive extravagance anyway, she had thought. But then one especially cold February day, she was driving downtown with a car radio on. She heard a commercial, an announcement that one of the big stores in Cincinnati was having a sale on fur coats. Were any of them mink coats? Donna dared wonder. And then the announcer said the magic word, mink. Luxurious, full-length mink coats were on sale. And at that, a voice deep down inside Donna affirmed, I want one of those. This was more than adornment, she told herself. It was a practical, ultimately warm garment that would stand between her and innumerable Midwestern winter chills to come. And she was a working girl. She had her own money now. She could afford to treat herself. So she decided after tending to business in town, she was going to drive to that store. She was going to give herself the gift of which she had always dreamed, a scrumptious, sumptuous, honest-to-goodness mink coat. But this is the rest of the story. The first sale advertisement was broadcast just before noon. Immediately following on that same station was the news. Donna was still driving and still listening when she heard the newsman report something new in toys. An item being made and marketed in Britain, something called mink teddy bears. Naturally, Donna listened with interest, but then with horror. To learn that what those so-called mink teddy bears were actually made from were the skins and pelts, the hides and fur of real live, real dead kittens. At first, Donna thought this must be some kind of a monstrous joke, but no, the newsman was serious. The story was true. Some unimaginable somebody was stealing the coats of kittens, slaughtering them, taking away what God had given them for warmth, and was selling it for money for the amusement of children. And then instantly, Donna thought of her mink coat, and how the fur she proposed to purchase had no less belonged to a real animal, an animal that would have only one coat in all of its life. And in that moment, Donna Salyers became determined that for people like herself, who appreciated the look and the feel and the warmth of fur, that for people like her, there had to be a better way. And now, there is. In the year and a half since the cold February day when Donna learned about the mink teddy bears, in those 18 months, someone has created a kinder, gentler fur. A fabricated fur unlike any heretofore. A sumptuous something that makes real fur seem fake and for a fraction of the cost. From a non-animal fiber called Kanakoron. The product is so real in its look and its feel that one owner had to tear the lining out of hers to prove to a customs official that her coat was not animal fur. And the entrepreneur who, collaborating with textile experts, invented this plush, warm, durable, furless fur, is Donna Salyers, who was inspired in February of 1988 by a news story about kitten fur toys. A news story which she heard on her car radio during the noontime edition of Paul Harvey News. Ah. Now you know the rest of the story.